While all the gentle people display gentilesse, the magician, not a born nobleman, does so also in a prominent way. Gentleness, as the old hag in the wife's tale says, is not a matter only of birth, but of moral quality. The Franklin, a country gentleman, is very concerned about being a gentleman, but he professes not to be well educated in rhetoric, that is, in the art of speaking eloquently. He only knows how to tell a plain, unadorned tale. This is Chaucer's little joke. The Franklin's tale is told with as much skill as any other in the collection, and in fact displays a good many of the so-called colours of rhetoric, which Chaucer knew very well how to use, even if his imaginary Franklin says he does not. The story ends with another rhetorical trope, a demande, a question to the reader, somewhat like those in The Knight's Tale and The Wife of Bath's Tale. Here the question is, which of all the characters who kept a promise or forgave a debt was the most generous? Chaucer wisely leaves the answer to the reader. Here, then, are the Franklin's words to the squire, followed by the Franklin's prologue and tale, narrated by John Franklin Robbins.
In faith, squire, thou hast thee well equit, and gently. I praise well thy wit, quod the Franklin. Considering thy youth, so feelingly thou speakest, sir, I allow thee, as to my doom, there is none that is here of eloquence that shall be thy peer, if that thou live. God give to thee good chance, and in virtue send thee continuance, for of thy speech I have great dainty. I have a son, and by the Trinity, I had liever than 20 pound worth land, though it right now were fallen in my hand, he were a man of such discretion as that you be. Fie on possession, but if a man be virtuous withal. I have my son snibbed, and yet shall, for he to virtue listeth not intend, but for to play at dice, and to dispend, and lose all that he hath is his usage. And he had liever talken with a page than to commune with any gentle wight, where he might learn gentleness aright.
Straw for thy gentleness, quod our host. What? Franklin, pardee, sir, well thou wast that each of you must tell an at the least a tale or two, or breaken his behest.
That know I well, sir, quod the Franklin. I pray you, haveth me not in disdain, though to this man I speak a word or two.
Tell on thy tale, withouten words mow.
Gladly, sir host, quod he, I will obey unto your will. Now hearken what I say. I will you not contrary, in no wise, as far as that my wits will suffice. I pray to God that it may please in you, then wot I well that it is good enow. These old gentle Bretons in their days, of diverse aventures, maiden lays rhymed in their old Breton tongue, which lays with their instruments they sung, or else reeden them for their pleasance. And one of them have I in remembrance, which I will say with good will as I can. But, sirs, because I am a borough man, at my beginning first I you beseech, have me excused of my rude speech. I learned never rhetoric certain. Thing that I speak, it must be bare and plain. I slept never on the mount of Parnaso, nor learned Marcus Tullius Cicero. Colours ne know I none, withouten dread, but such colours as growen in the mead, or else such as men dye or paint. Colours of rhetoric be to me quaint. My spirits feeleth not of such matter, but if you list, my tale you shall hear.
This ends Disc 9.